Blake Wyseth here. Blake, it's been about 3 years since most farmers have been out here at the Discovery Farm. What has changed on the plot side of things? So what have you been doing out here in that meantime?
Of course, we're really excited to have the full experience of Ag in Motion that people are used to and accustomed to back to 2019 this year again. And indeed, yeah, a lot the same, but a lot of changes too. This year especially, we're excited for the off-the-beaten-path demonstration and research tour where folks can come to the site and we'll take them off the beaten path into the field to highlight some of the projects and demonstrations we have this year.
What kind of crops have you got growing out here?
We have really the range of wide variety. Of course, your standards, wheat, canola, flax, durum, even forages in some of our projects. So I think it is truly an experience. Everyone should be able to find something that they will be interested in.
And the thing about these projects is that you're heavily involved with a lot of private companies, and they play a big role in what you're doing out here.
Oh, absolutely. And that's tied to our success very much. We really do want to be a part of industry and just leverage the expertise across really the entire sector. And I think the Field of Excellence project is such a great example of that, where, you know, we have partners coming together. Some of our partners we've been working with for many years, SWOT Maps, CropTimistic Technology. We've got seeding and equipment companies, other ag tech companies, some new partners with us this year, Axiom Applied Analytics being one example. So again, this year, the big focus, we're using multiple data layers. So hardware and sensors installed in the field, remote sensing techniques, drones, satellite imagery, bringing that all together. And then importantly, what can we do with that data? So we're using that to inform some of the management decisions we're making.
And this is great for farmers on both ends of the technology scales. Those who have a lot of this technology already, and those that are thinking, well, maybe this is something we should do in the coming years.
That's one of the things we pride ourselves at Discovery Farm here. I think what we'd like to do is, you know, maybe we can experiment, test things out a little bit more than maybe some of the average growers can. And I think the idea is if they see something at our site that piques their interest, you know, try it out on their own farm and really validate it again. So that's one of the big things. The other important part too is we love having farmers tour our projects because we want to hear from them. We want to know, you know, are the things we're looking at, does it resonate? Does it make sense? Is it answering the questions you're having? If not, what do you want us to look at? And we'll definitely take that into consideration.
You mentioned the Off the Beaten Path farm tour. That's going to be happening twice a day. What will producers see on that?
We're going to be highlighting some of the projects that people have probably heard about before, you know, the Field of Excellence, the Salinity project, but we're also excited to have some new projects this year as well. I think of the EcoT Soil Health Discovery Project, the North Star Humic Acid Trial, Lucent Bioactivation Station, and a number of projects from Vaderstad Industries looking at intercropping of canola and forages, which is a really interesting project as well.
Those tours are 10 and 2:30 daily. Do you just show up or should you pre-sign up or what should you do?
Yeah, so I would encourage folks, check out our discoveryfarm.ca website. You can find under the events section the Off the Beaten Path demonstration tour. You can pre-register for those times. So that's what I encourage. Of course, make sure you pick your time that makes sense. There's so much to see, as we know, so pre-planning is good. And once you're on the site, come to booth 703, and that'll be sort of the launch pad for the tour. Hop on the people movers. We'll head out there, make the circuit, and bring you right back so you can carry on with the rest of your day.
Anything else that we should know, Blake?
We've had a really good growing season so far this year, some nice timely rains, so the crops and the plots are looking really nice.
The situation compared to 1 year ago, I guess, just totally opposite?
Oh, night and day difference. Yeah, you bet. So far this growing season, since May 1st, we're sitting at about 85 mils of precipitation. So importantly, timely rains, though. So we're kind of getting those. The crops are looking really nice. And so, yeah, I think it is a breath of fresh air compared to last year, for sure.
Any insect or disease things that you've had to deal with out here?
So we've been fortunate to escape the flea beetle pressure early on in the season that I heard about. The grasshoppers are threatening again this year, so we're mindful of that, but so far haven't had to deal with that.